Here's what to do. Force her interest. When you've made eye contact with the girl, provoke a response from her by doing something along these lines. Pointing at her, waving, raising your glass, making a funny face, poking your tongue out. If you use this technique, you will be in very good company. Over the years, I've met many great naturals as well as professional seduction coaches who, independent of each other, have come up with this technique. They all do it slightly differently, but the idea is the same. Cárdenas, one of the most alpha naturals I've ever met, who is the typical gym buff with big muscles, pokes his tongue out. It's a great contrast to his tough guy look. Rob, who is my age but had slept with 700 women by the time I'd slept with only 7, hides his face behind his hands and does a childish peekaboo. It sounds stupid, but the results speak for themselves. Steve, the best seducer I've ever seen, draws an imaginary pistol and shoots his intended target with it while smiling playfully. Personally, I do my trademark point. I guess it looks like something Joey from Friends would do. To see a video of how I force an indication of interest, IOI, go to www.puatraining.com/force IOI. The point of all these actions is that they're so bold that the girl is compelled to respond. The number of responses she can give is limited. She can mirror your action. Smile. Smile and look away, embarrassed. Look away in disgust. Raise an eyebrow as if to say, "What are you doing?" If you get a positive reaction, you can immediately approach without needing to think of anything clever to say. If you get a negative reaction, you probably won't get a good one if you go on and attempt to open. The secret to success is that your trademark will become a reflex action. It's as if you'd studied Kung Fu for 20 years, so you swing into action without thinking twice when someone attacks you. Believe me, it takes a lot more balls to approach a beautiful woman cold than to force her interest. So start practicing your own signature moves, or be my guest and steal my trademark point. By the way, to show just how important this is, keep this in mind. With more than 80% of the women I've talked to in the past 3 years, the initial conversation has been as a result of this technique. Approaching after an indication of interest. If she gave you a sign of interest, it's doubtful that she's not attracted. So go for it. I usually use, "Hey, how's it going?" Longer or indirect openers, like asking for an opinion about this or that, will kill tension. Just be bold, be direct, and assume that she's attracted to you. Using body language to maximize the cold approach. There are two ways to make a cold approach. One is the cold walk-up, where you directly approach a girl and engage her. The second is a more casual, seemingly spontaneous way to open. The girl is a step or two away, and you casually turn around or move closer and open. In both instances, there are steps you can take to create a favorable first impression. What you say with your body can either advance your cause or doom you to failure. Let's look first at some common body language faux pas. You can also see photo examples of these in the enhancement. Weak body language. Most men walk up to a girl they're interested in and get right in her face. Do this to someone you know, and it's bad enough. Ask someone to do this to you to see how it feels. It creates a reflex response of wanting to step back and put your hands up to create distance. This puts a lot of pressure on an interaction before it has even begun. Unless the girl is obviously interested in you, it's a bad move. This type of face-to-face interaction also feels like it could go on forever because it's so awkward. Both people look locked in, and the only way for the interaction to end is if someone turns 180 degrees. In the event of a flat-out rejection, everyone around you has seen what happened, so you're putting even more pressure on yourself. Once you understand body language and can read women's reactions, you'll see how bad at this most men are. This is the kind of knowledge that will boost confidence, because you know that you understand how to do things better than most other men. Strong body language. When you're opening, your feet should be pointing away from the girl. Only your face should be pointing toward her. By adopting this posture, you can comfortably get close enough to touch, but the interaction isn't as locked in and you aren't invading her personal space. To eject, to remove yourself from the interaction, you just have to turn your head and not face her anymore. I think most people respond well to being opened this way, because they've probably already had many short, innocent interactions similar to this prior to your making your move. Using body language with a seated group. When you approach a seated group, you want to quickly get down to the same level as the girl you're interested in, because it's very difficult to open, much less close, when you're standing over someone. On the other hand, if when she catches your eye she stands up, the aforementioned recommendations for body language immediately apply. These examples will help you perfect the indirect approach. Direct game, showing interest right away, obviously requires that you put more pressure on an interaction earlier on. So making the girl feel comfortable and minimizing your chances of getting rejected aren't so much of an issue. Direct body language is all about presenting a sexual vibe, touching quickly, and escalating sexually. The two schools of seduction. There are two very distinct schools of seduction, direct or indirect, and most methods fall into one of them. The system presented in this book takes both into account, and I suggest that you use them both, depending on the circumstances. Direct game. Direct game involves approaching, immediately conveying interest, then rapidly intensifying the interaction with words and kino escalation, aka increasingly sexual touches. A touch on the arm, then the small of the back, then holding hands, stroking through her hair, kissing, etc. An example of direct game is to approach a girl, tell her you think she's beautiful, then take her by the hands and quickly go for the kiss. You're basically approaching in seduction mode, that is, as Mr. Seduction, one of the three characters of seduction introduced in the previous chapter. The benefit of a direct approach is its efficiency. It allows you to quickly test a girl's interest. Who wants to wait hours to kiss if they don't have to? Who wants to chat for an hour before finding out the girl is unavailable? The drawbacks of direct game are: it requires a high degree of personal and sexual confidence in order to be successful. It generates more approach anxiety by putting you on the line and adding pressure to the interaction. You may be rejected from a group that would have been receptive to a slower, more subtle approach. Women generally need more time to warm up to a potential partner than guys do, and they consider the first impression to be less important than do men. Indirect game. Indirect game is basically coming in under the radar, getting the girl comfortable with you, and slowly introducing the sexual vibe. The benefits of an indirect approach are: it reduces approach anxiety by minimizing the chance of getting rejected. It's easier with a group, which may take some time to infiltrate. It involves more and longer interactions, which allow you to get comfortable talking to women and to practice your conversational skills. The drawbacks of an indirect approach are: sometimes she wants you and you lose her because she doesn't think you're interested. You can waste time on a girl you have no chance with. She'll never find you attractive. She's engaged. She's a lesbian. And you don't find out until late in the interaction because she thinks you're just being friendly. I suggest you use direct game when you're getting a clear sign of interest. If you're not quite sure, take the indirect route. I also suggest that your approaches remain indirect until you have a lot of experience in reading situations and have overcome approach anxiety. If I have a client who has a huge fear of talking to women, I'll ensure that his first few approaches are spent doing things like asking for directions, which is as indirect as you can get. Maximizing interactions. In a club or bar environment, if you limit yourself to cold approaches, you're making things difficult for yourself. There are plenty of opportunities around you at all times to help create easier interactions. Picking up on inadvertent cues. One of the simplest and least obtrusive things you can do is simply take advantage of cues and lead-ins that women give you inadvertently. Consider these options. A woman stepping on your foot. Hey, watch it, punk! Square up to her with a smirk. Let's take this outside. Let me see what you've got. Flex your upper arm and point for her to do likewise, then feel her muscle. A woman squeezing past with drinks. Cheers! A woman pushing past rudely. No, my dear, do it like this. Demo polite way to move past. Excuse me, sir. All these will allow you to get into interactions without the pressure and effort of a cold approach. Working the room. One of the best ways to warm up cold approaches is to do a little groundwork by working the room. In the context of pickup, this involves talking to all the groups you're interested in, as well as some others in the room, all the time staying very indirect. At the end of a short interaction, the key is to act as if you're about to leave that particular group, and then, as if an afterthought, get the name of any girl who's caught your interest. What you'll be able to do in a short amount of time is meet and learn the names of all the girls you are attracted to. Create a positive, safe, non-threatening impression in their heads that you're not so desperate that you have to hang around them until they tell you to go away. Establish yourself as Mr. Sociable. After you've done this, you'll be able to reopen any of these groups at any time during the night. You'll also notice a big increase in interest from girls that you've already opened. Getting the first name, and remembering it, is the key factor. I found out by chance that reopening with the name is much more effective, as the girl will actually treat you like someone she's known for a long time. This technique is best used in smaller places, early on in the evening. That way, as the night progresses and people open up, your options will continue to increase. Plus, you won't have the problem of opening when it gets louder and more crowded, and more competitive. I used to work the room at a small club in London that I went to regularly. One time I arranged to meet a friend there, but picked up a girl on the way and brought her with me. Now I was in the difficult position of being with a girl I wanted to spend time with, but also having to leave my poor friend on his own. To resolve the dilemma, I asked her to wait for a minute, and I went with my friend around the whole club, said hi to everyone, took some names, chatted for 30 seconds, made sure my buddy met them all, and then went on to the next group. I did this to everyone in the club, and on the way back, literally every girl in the place was staring at me. I'd warmed up the entire club, and my friend could easily reopen any of the girls there. He used my female pal and me as a base in the club, coming back between interactions, but was easily able to get a lot of numbers, because he already had huge social proof as a fun-loving, sociable guy who seemed to know everyone. If he forgot a name, he could come back and ask me, because I'd memorized them all. Assignment number 2. Go to a bar, buy a drink, and go around cheersing everyone. You will find that people will always cheers you back, and afterwards you will get a lot of attention from girls, wondering why you didn't try to pick them up. It's an easy way to work the room, because it removes the need to think of anything to say. Overcoming transition and approach anxiety. Most men feel a little or even a lot of anxiety as they attempt to meet and get to know women. Transition anxiety and approach anxiety are two of the most common types. Transition anxiety. When doing something outside your comfort zone, you'll naturally find it scary. Transition anxiety is best described as the feeling you get in your stomach at any time like this. Whether it's the thought of riding a scary roller coaster, jumping out of a plane to skydive, signing up for a course, meeting new people at a party, taking a test, speaking in public, or approaching a woman. What all these things share in common is that they may give us butterflies in our stomach, to varying degrees. This feeling holds us back. It doesn't serve us well. Anything that we haven't done before, that puts us in an uncertain situation we don't feel equipped for, causes at least some transition anxiety. That would be fine if the feeling were saving us from getting eaten by a lion or doing something truly hazardous, but generally it's only stopping us from improving, learning, and changing. Each one of us has a comfort zone within which we can safely stay inside, a daily routine, people we know. However, remaining in this comfort zone makes it hard to make big changes or improvements to your life. If you look back and remember all the times you felt transition anxiety and taken action anyway, you'll see that each time it has impacted your life in a positive way. Whether it was moving to a new area, changing jobs, or taking a class, these were likely things that benefited you greatly. A man who decides to get a handle on his life will feel transition anxiety before he clicks the sign-up button on our website. Lots of others will feel that anxiety and simply never click the button. It's a fact. So what about those crazy people who always try new things and never seem to feel uncomfortable? If anything, they appear to welcome uncertain new situations. Let me assure you, it's not just appearances. They really have changed that feeling in their stomach from something that holds them back to something that kicks them into action. This is what I've done. I used to be a complete scaredy cat when it came to almost anything that involved leaving my house. Now, anytime I get that feeling, I know that I should take action, and that, by the end of it, I'll be a better person. As a result, fewer and fewer things intimidate me. In fact, I feel like I can handle almost anything. Embrace transition anxiety, and you'll be thanking me later. That step will affect every area of your life positively and will make you a better person. Approach anxiety. Approaching a woman you're attracted to is one of the scariest things a guy can do. You know it doesn't make sense to be as afraid to initiate an interaction as you would be to fight someone who's trying to rob you. After all, in one situation, the worst thing that can happen is that she says no. In the second, the worst that can happen is serious physical injury. Yet over 95% of the people I work with have some degree of approach anxiety. Conquering it isn't something that neuro-linguistic programming or affirmations can provide a quick fix for. There is no easy way to get over it. However, I can tell you the most painless way possible. In my experience, 30 approaches will be enough to free you of crippling approach anxiety. You might still have some with each encounter, but you'll be opening enough groups to get along. First, let's take away some of the fear, or outcome dependency. As long as you have a lot of approach anxiety, work on that first, before refining your overall technique. In your first approaches, don't open to close, just open and eject. In other words, practice opening. Just go up and ask, "What's the time?" Thanking her and leaving is a lot easier than approaching with the intention of getting her back to your place. The next thing you can do is use indirect openers. These minimize the chance of rejection and allow you to practice opening without caring whether the girl you're chatting up is attracted or has a boyfriend. Finally, it helps not to be too fussy. Practice opening and extending the interaction, but do it with any group. Don't try to conquer your fear or practice pickup skills only with women you find super hot. That would take too long. You need to be out there practicing, opening 20 groups a day. You have to be focused on practicing, not on closing. When I first started going out to work on my skills, I forced myself to do as many approaches a night as possible. I would do as many as 20 in a few hours. It gave me a buzz to be talking to so many attractive women that I'd never met before. I must have talked to more women in just a few weeks than I'd done in my entire life up to that point. I love female energy and being in the company of pretty women, so I was happy just to have these short interactions. Doing lots of approaches at first not only helps you desensitize yourself and remove approach anxiety, it also helps you get out of your own head and get focused on the other person. When you're thinking a lot about your own body language, your voice, what you're saying, what you're going to do next, you can't focus enough on the other person to read signals and give her what she wants. During my first 30 or so approaches, after deciding to work on my skills with women, I'd be talking to a girl, but most of my attention would be focused on what to say next, how my body language was, whether my voice was loud enough, whether my sweaty palms would turn her off, and I'd miss all the little signals that she was giving me. I remember approaching two girls in a coffee shop early on in my training. I saw that they had a tube map, a map to the subway system, and, without thinking much, I approached and asked if I could look at it to see how to get to Earl's Court. Since they seemed friendly enough in passing over the map, I asked them where they were from. They were Czech, they said, and studying English in London. I was laughing nervously and blushing as we talked, but I also felt a bit euphoric. I was getting a positive reaction. I did something I'd never done before. I talked for what seemed like minutes, but was probably not more than 20 seconds, about how I'd gone to Seville and gotten the TEFL qualification. This was the first time I'd had serious attention from a couple of girls focused on me for more than a few seconds. It was a real breakthrough, because I forged ahead. Prior to this, I'd just asked questions to avoid having the attention focused on me. I still messed up, though. When I asked what they were doing later, they said they had to meet a friend soon. Swallowing my disappointment, I said, "Oh, okay. Bye then." I took what they said in the worst possible way, assuming that they were trying to hint that they weren't interested, and sat back down. As they were leaving, they hung around expectantly, but I didn't have the courage to reopen and ask for their number. A common mistake guys make is hitting the self-destruct button, as I did on that occasion. They take the tiniest negative thing as an excuse to run away. Practice helps curb that urge to run. Assignments can also get you over approach anxiety. Give yourself assignments each time you go out. Test openers or see how many groups you can engage, for example. Go out with a friend and push each other into action. Find out what your motivation is and when you perform well. I perform well under pressure, so it helps me to tell the guys I'll open any group they want me to. Other people might want to dare or bet each other. Try some different things and find out what will make your approach happen. Some guys do better with a wingman, so experiment there too. See chapter 10 for tips on wingmen. Framing an uncomfortable situation. Some situations just feel uncomfortable. Approaching a girl you've really got the hots for, and knowing you'll be crushed if she rejects you because you haven't had sex in 6 months, is destined to be uncomfortable. Going to a club on your own probably will be too. However, most of the discomfort from these situations has to do with your mental frame. By framing a situation differently, you can actually put yourself at ease. I frequently do this for self-conscious people in my one-on-one trainings. I get them to stand for 1 minute in a very busy street and look straight ahead. No fidgeting, no shifting around, no looking down. They inevitably feel uncomfortable, as if everyone is looking at them. I then tell them to repeat the exercise, imagining that a friend of theirs is going to appear in the distance around the corner and that they're waiting to go have coffee with him. They do it again, and it's usually completely comfortable for them. Similarly, being alone in a club can be framed so that you're completely comfortable. You're waiting for a friend. You were meant to meet at the entrance, but he texted to say he's running late and will be there in an hour. Now you can be more comfortable in the club on your own, though nothing has really changed. It's like method acting. You can also apply this to approaching women. Instead of having a pickup frame in your head, try framing the situation as, I'm a fun, sociable guy. I'm going to talk to lots of people, and if I happen to have a good interaction with a girl I find attractive, closing will be natural. This is a much healthier frame, and also removes a lot of the approach anxiety, outcome dependency, and neediness. You should try to reframe any situation in which you feel uncomfortable. Additional resource. If you want to dive deep into doing belief change work and really reboot your psychology, we have a program available called Inner Game Installed. Guys absolutely rave about the program, and you can find more about it by going to the following URL, www.puatraining.com/innergameinstalled/. Chapter 5. The Opener. You've made the approach. Now it's time to open. The opener is quite simply the first words that come out of your mouth. Most guys leave this to chance. They rely on luck or hope. Not us, though. In this chapter, you will learn what to say to women upon the approach, and then what to say just afterward, to transition smoothly into an interaction that feels natural and unforced. The first minute. The first minute of a pickup is the most important. In this time, you will have identified a girl, gotten into state, overcome any approach anxiety, positioned yourself, opened, and hopefully achieved a hook point. Normally, by the end of the first minute, you know how receptive your girl is and whether or not you have a realistic chance of success. The pre-opener. Just say hey. Believe it or not, all openers should start with hey. This pre-opener is an important element, and because it's counterintuitive, I mean, you expect that first word to be meaningful, right? It needs to be explained. Think about it. If you deliver an opener to a woman or a group, most of the time you'll be interrupting something. They will likely be in a conversation already, or at least thinking about something with the conversation going on inside their head. When you start talking, you're breaking that state. and their response will be, "What?" In fact, they'll say, "What?" even if they heard what you said. Think about how you do this in your own life. Be aware of your interaction next time you join a group. I only learned this properly when I started as a trainer and watched students open without first saying, "Hey." The girls would say, "What?" and the interaction always seemed to go badly after that. It got the guys off on the wrong foot from the beginning. The "Hey" is followed by a pause to ensure that you have the attention of the group before you deliver your actual opener. It's "Hey." Pause as group looks at you. "Do you guys..." Actually, you've got a little leeway here. The pre-opener can be anything that gets the attention of the group. "Hey," or "Yo," or "Howdy," or even something non-verbal, like a raised hand, a funny or inquisitive facial expression, or some other action that makes the girl or group stop what they're doing and look at you. Elements of a successful opener. The opener is the first real thing you say during an interaction, once you've taken the stage with your pre-opener. The best openers make your audience laugh, make you look cool, and are much more interesting than whatever the girls were discussing before you came along. There are various types of openers. An indirect opener is one that doesn't immediately convey your interest in her and doesn't put much pressure into the interaction. If you say, "You're hot and I want you," that's very direct and puts a lot of pressure on her. If you say, "When does it get busy here?" there's no pressure. Opinion openers, a common form of indirect opener that we'll talk about later, work very well in bars and quiet clubs. Time and time again, I've seen a guy use them to successfully hook or connect to a group. For now, though, let's look at some basic indirect lines. Indirect openers. Here are some indirect openers and how they might be used. Different people feel comfortable saying different kinds of things. You can pick a few from the following, modify them to fit you better, and later make up your own. You don't need hundreds. A couple of solid, tried-and-tested openers are enough. "Are you guys talking about me?" "Why not?" Humor is the approach here. The key is making certain that the first line is deadpan, and the second is delivered with a smile. Women are attracted to the unexpected. When they realize that they've fallen into your line, they'll laugh and become interested in you. "There's a guy over there who is so perfect for you." This opener involves approaching a woman, pointing to a guy you, supposedly, think is perfect for her, and trying to take her over to meet him. Invariably, she'll refuse, and then you can say how she should trust you because you're a great matchmaker. That opener leads nicely into conversation on dating and relationships. Her objection is projected onto the other guy, so you've got less chance of getting rejected yourself. It also provides a false disqualifier, meaning something that hides the fact that you are hitting on her, ultimately making it easier to hook a group. "You are so... in my way." If you've got a situation where you're walking and a girl you're interested in blocks your path, put your hand up as if to gesture her to stop. Look at her seriously and deliver the line. The key is the pause. It makes her think you're going to say, "You are so beautiful," or some other cliched statement. If you do it right, it guarantees a laugh. I used to use it when I first started, and the girls would laugh but still carry on walking afterward. So you need to quickly introduce yourself in order to extend the opening. "Are you girls sociable, friendly?" Standard opener. Can be delivered with a skeptical face. Be ready for a yes or no answer and have a follow-up ready. "Are you girls super shy or what? I've been here for 10 minutes and you haven't offered to buy me a drink or even said hello." This one puts them on the spot slightly, and then releases the tension, they'll laugh if it's delivered right. Are you rich chicks? This allows the funny follow-up. I'm looking for a rich girl who can buy me stuff. I use this successfully, but as with all the other one-liners, don't expect it to be a magic bullet. You still need to work a bit more to reach the hook point. Did you invite all these people? I thought it'd just be us. This is a semi-direct approach, but the pressure is softened by its humor. I know you probably get no attention from guys whatsoever, so I thought I'd come and make some conversation with you. This one should get a laugh. You'll be on the spot after this, though, so have something to follow it up with. Execute clothing primp, then. What's your name? This one is good for a girl with a hat or some other kind of striking accessory. You look at her, do a double take, focus your attention on the item, and screw your face up as if something is wrong. Hold out a finger as if to say, wait. Adjust the item, then study her again and make a thumbs up. Don't let the opener end there, though. Otherwise, that'll be it. Follow it up with something like this. You. What's your name? Her. Tanya. You. Tanya, I've just made you 38% more attractive. You owe me. Hey, I'm out meeting people tonight. What's your name? Standard low-risk opener that fits a Mr. Sociable frame. Are you undressing me with your eyes? If a girl is making eye contact with you, this is a good opener to use. By way of variation, you can accuse girls of stalking you, checking you out, etc. My girlfriend thinks you're hot. This line uses fake social proof, a guy with a girlfriend being higher value than a single guy out on the prowl, to make it easier to open. Point to some random hot girl as your girlfriend. Later it can be revealed that she's just a female friend, and you're in fact single, although you're friends with lots of girls. Are you gals making mischief over here? This is a funny one, and the delivery is important. Suspicion mixed with playfulness works well. You might add that they look shifty, like they're going to steal something. My friend wants to know if you think I'm hot. This is a fairly direct opener that offsets the direct question by asking it from a friend's point of view. I know that look. Are you gals male bashing? When you see women talking seriously, you can open with this. Chances are they're talking about men, and so will laugh. If not, they'll still probably laugh because they know that they often are male bashing. How's it going? We're out picking up chicks. This approach works purely because it's funny. If you deliver the lines right, you'll get a laugh. It's important to make sure they know that you're joking. Otherwise, this turns into a direct approach. Are you listening to our conversation? Then why are you acting so nervous? This is a good way to open a group that is standing near you. You can follow up with something like this. You. So what do you think? Her. About what? You. About what we were talking about. Her. We weren't listening. You. Okay, well, we were talking about whether... From here you can segue easily into an opinion opener. Again, more on those later. Which of you gals gets hit on the most? This is a pretty good opener for two attractive girls who look kind of different from each other. Are you confident enough to accept a sincere compliment? Good, so am I. You go first. This is a classic, and it will usually make them laugh. However, it can sometimes fall flat after they chuckle, so make sure you have something ready to follow up with. Are you single? So when are you asking me out? Are you nervous? This one works very well because it puts the girl on the spot and gets her frustrated. You can then release the pressure by nudging her and laughing or saying, "Wow, you're really cute when you're mad." You want to fire the questions in quick succession without giving her much time to think or answer fully. If I didn't have a girlfriend and wasn't gay, you'd so be mine. This is a variation on saying you're either gay or have a girlfriend. I think this one is better, though, because most people don't want to mislead a girl into thinking they're gay or have a girlfriend, and saying both suggests that neither is true. It's also confusing, of course, but her subconscious will get that you're actually saying, "Be mine." "Hey, sorry I'm late." How the hell do you approach a big group who are waiting in the street or sitting at a table in a bar/club? In this way, talk about how the traffic was terrible. You're Paul's cousin or Bob's nephew, whatever. It's funny. When you get caught out, don't dwell on it. Ask some names and find out what's going on. Then proceed as normal. You have very thoughtful eyes. I think you have a lot going on inside here. Touch her head. This is a good direct line to use on a girl who looks bored. Most guys go in with, "You look bored." That's never going to work. But this variation is a nice direct compliment. "Hey, I have a policy of meeting the hottest girl in the club when I go out. My name's Rich." Shake hands. "So, do you know her?" Point at another hot girl. Remember to deliver the first line deadpan and the second line with a big smile. She'll probably give you a punch to the arm. Don't worry. This means the opener worked and she likes you. Opinion openers. Opinion openers, a subcategory of indirect openers, are the easiest way for a newbie to start a conversation in a quiet club or bar. They're good in that they get a long conversation started pretty easily. A well-crafted opinion opener can guarantee you a few minutes of conversation in which to make a connection. You've got two delivery options. You can either make it seem spontaneous or root it. A spontaneous opinion opener comes from reacting to something your friend supposedly said and simply asking whoever is nearest, who just happened to be a pair of hot chicks, what they think. Rooting the opener means that you tell them the reason you're asking, so that they know why they're spending their time giving you their advice. All of the following examples include roots, but remember that you can always go the spontaneous route if the situation calls for it. How soon is too soon to get engaged? Here's how you might deliver this one. "You look like you can help me with something. My friend is coming in an hour and he needs my advice. He's known his girlfriend for 3 months and he's going to ask her to marry him tomorrow. He says he wants my advice, but I think he's already made his mind up. I think it's too soon, but if I tell him that, he might never talk to me again. On the other hand, if I say it's a good idea and it doesn't work out, I'll feel responsible. So what do you guys think? How soon is too soon to get engaged?" This is a fantastic opener that leads straight into relationship talk and has a lot of drama built in. It should hook very well. What kind of present should I get for my friend's girlfriend? "Hey, I need your advice on something. My best friend had to rush away on business. He's got the biggest business deal of his life going, and he's asked me a massive favor. He's given me $200 and asked me to get a present for his girlfriend. He's done so much for me over the years, so I said I'd take care of it. I really want to get it right. I've been giving it some thoughts, but I'm pretty stuck. Do you have any ideas?" This is a great one for daytime, in malls and stores, but it can also be used at night. It's very flexible and also very engaging because it hits a great topic: shopping and gifts. How should my friend deal with his jealous girlfriend? Picture this conversation. You: "Hey guys, let me get your opinion on something. I'm trying to give my friend over there advice, but we're just a bunch of guys and don't feel qualified to comment on these matters. Okay, well, my friend has been dating a girl for 3 months, and she just moved in with him. Now, this is a two-part question. Here's the first part. So imagine you've been dating someone for 3 months, and he's still friends with his old girlfriend from college. How do you feel about that? Girls. That depends. Are they just friends? You. Yes, they're just friends. There's nothing else going on. They talk like once a week at most. Girls. I think it's fine. I don't think they should be talking. Whatever. You. Okay, now let's say that he has a drawer in his apartment, and in that drawer he keeps all of his old photographs and letters. Now, some of those letters happen to be from exes, and some of the photographs happen to be with exes. Girls. Blah, blah, blah. Concerned comment. Blah, blah, blah. Question. You. It's not like he ever looks at them. They're just there, like old souvenirs and memories of his past. Girls. I think it's fine. I think he should destroy them. Whatever. What do you think of piercings? I deliver this one as follows. Hey, gals, what do you think of piercings? My ex-girlfriend was a bit of a rocker chick, and she always used to say, you should get a piercing here. Pinch eyebrow to show where it would go. I'm not going out with her anymore, but I'm still kind of considering it. Do you think piercings are sexy? This one goes into various areas of male attractiveness, and exactly what women consider attractive in a man. Do I look gay? This one is a killer. It never seems to fail. The root could be that a guy just tried to pick you up, or your friend said you look gay in those shoes, that shirt, or you were at the bar, doesn't even have to be that night, and you got hit on by a guy. They'll laugh, and it just works like a charm. Do you think David Blaine and Chris Angel are sexy? The follow-up, planting the root, is to say that you've been studying magic, psychic stuff, ESP, or whatever, and that you wondered whether it was these guys' looks or their abilities that made them sexy to some women. It leads into any skill you profess to have, or any routine you can perform in these areas. Do you believe in palm reading / handwriting analysis? Follow with, me too, or I didn't either, but then, and go into a story about a relative who does it for a living and showed you some stuff. I was skeptical, but I brought my friend along and they got everything right. I'm not entirely sold, but I've been learning it a bit and want to see if it's a way to get to know people better, more quickly. This is a nice way to open and lead into one of these areas in a smooth way. Some opinion openers have more walk-up strength than others. If you have 3 girls sitting in the corner and need to go to them to make an approach, it'd seem strange to go out of your way only to ask if they think you look gay. That question, more spontaneous seeming, lends itself to someone right nearby. However, using how soon is too soon would work very well in that circumstance. Generally, you need a more serious opener for a walk-up. Is it lying to use these openers? I certainly don't see it that way. First, if you have something from your life that would work as a real opinion opener, then feel free to use it. It'll work well as long as it follows the format of the aforementioned. My feeling on using these openers is that it's okay to have an excuse to talk to women, and I've met so many amazing women from doing just that. We don't have many real reasons to talk to women. We know what time the club closes, which bars are good, and what time it is, so why not use an excuse to talk to them that's likely to lead to a good, genuine conversation? Direct openers. It took a while before I had the confidence to deliver a direct opener. You have to believe in what you say and put yourself on the line. You have to have complete authority. If there's even a hint of weakness, and the girl picks up on it, the opener will fall flat. When you have confidence from your success with other openers, or if you're confident because you can tell the girl is attracted to you, bring out the direct opener and it'll be fantastic. You will receive super fast results, and women will think you're incredible because of your boldness. With a direct opener, if she doesn't respond negatively, take the direct route and escalate quickly. Here are some examples. I saw you and just had to come and tell you that you have the most amazing smile, / energy, / legs, / fashion sense. I know this is kind of random, but I had to tell you that you're just too cute. Do you know who you remind me of? Someone I want to meet. I saw you and I knew that if I didn't come and introduce myself, I'd be kicking myself all day. I like you, and I'm going to get to know you. Situational openers. Situational openers are what I mainly use now, after years of trial and error. When you find yourself spontaneously using situational openers, you know you have them down. This means you're well on the path to becoming a true natural. A situational opener involves taking something about the current situation and using that to start the interaction. It could be noticing something about the woman you're approaching. It could be a Seinfeld-esque, "What's the deal with that guy?" Usually it's noticing something about the environment and posing the first question that comes to mind. How can they eat ice cream in the winter? Would you wear that? In looking back on an evening, I know when I used a situational opener, because when I try to remember which opener I used, I can't. It's so natural and unconscious and uncalculated that it slips my mind. The way to become comfortable being as natural as possible is to get used to saying whatever comes into your head without delay or planning. To see hundreds more openers, go to www.puatraining.com/openers. Assignment number 3. Write down 3 openers you like, then go out and open 10 new interactions. Your goal is just to open and stay as long in the conversation as you're comfortable. Make an excuse to leave, get the woman's name, and eject. This is to help you get comfortable with opening sets. You will notice that, as you become more comfortable, the interactions will last longer and longer. Transitioning from a good opener. Friends are always asking me what are the best openers, but what they don't realize is that the transition is actually more important than the opener. The most important thing is what you follow the opener with. That's why, until you can freestyle on your own, you need to know your opener and also the transition before you start an interaction. If you open with, "Hey, should I dye my hair blonde?" and the girl says, "Yes," and you say, "Okay, thanks, bye," you haven't accomplished anything. You need to know what you'll follow it up with. So you can use that opener, and then your transition might be, "Cool, because my hairdresser tells me every time I go there that I'd look great with blonde hair. He's a great hairdresser and knows his stuff, but he's gay, so I really wasn't sure on this one. Actually, I say he's gay because I just think he is, but on the other hand, he tries to talk about women. He just looks gay. Do you think you can tell when a man is gay?" If you go in with that much prepared, you have enough to get to the hook point in the majority of cases. If you have just the opener ready, you'll be putting a lot more pressure on yourself. Personally, I don't think the opener is that important, and I prove this with students by asking for the lamest opener possible and still showing that I can hook or close. An example would be, "My elbow hurts," which was one given to me by a one-on-one student who thought the opener was key. I went up to a seated pair of girls without knowing what I'd come up with as a transition, and actually used, "I was testing the theory that you can use anything to start a conversation." They were initially very negative, but even after this lame opener, they opened up after a minute or so. I stayed for 15 minutes and got one of their numbers. Chapter 6. The Mid-Game. From opener to hook point to rapport. You now know how to approach. You can start a conversation with a woman and get into a conversation. Now what? What do you say? How do you prevent those dreaded awkward silences? The answer lies in a simple set of conversational skills and comfort-building techniques that can be easily mastered so that you can move your interactions from the opener to the close. I call these